Hello, everyone. Deborah Spears here on this Friday. I am back yet another week to talk more about health, wellness, fitness, all things health, and hopefully we can make some more progress. Yes. So today's topic will be on the connection between your healthcare providers. I decided to talk about this because I am currently working with several people who are under the care of multiple physicians. And that is so important. It's so important that you understand that you have to connect what you're getting from each of these providers, because your body is a system. Every organ is working and depending on the other working as well. And so I'm going to just sort of recap a little bit about the previous weeks, because we talked previously about those areas of weight loss. Most people are looking to lose weight that are on my platform, but they're also having health challenges. And I always tell people, you get the health on track, you get the health right, then the lean part is going to come. But I always start with the lean because it's sexy. And for some reason, people like sexy. They want to talk about sexy. So, okay, once you get the weight off, yes, you'll be wearing your sexy dress. But your pancreas, your thyroids, your kidneys, your liver, all your colon, all that stuff is going to be so happy. All the stuff on the inside, the happiness that all those things on the inside have, is what gives you the glow on the outside. It's just Mother Nature just had that plan. So let me just go back and recap for those of you who didn't see any of my earlier episodes. We started with helping people with losing weight, and the initial thing would be to come up with a plan, write things down, find somebody to help keep you accountable, an accountable best friend, an accountable family member, an accountable coach, whatever you need, an accountable buddy, whatever you want to call it, just somebody to help you hold your hand and walk you through that and keep you accountable so you stay on track. And so that documenting and writing down things, keeping a diary of the things that you eat, all of that stuff is so very important. And then my other thing was eating on the 12-hour on, 12-hour off clock, which is critically important. And I kind of revisit that every time and use the 12 hours on and 12 hours off. And that really is a start point, because the baby steps part of this is a part of my program. I don't start anybody off to say, I want you to be a pro at, you got to be a pro at this right now. No, you don't have to be a pro at it right now. We're taking baby steps. So the 12 hours on and 12 hours off, meaning eat within a 12-hour window and don't eat within a 12-hour window. And that is very easy to do that. Because seven or eight of those 12 hours, you're sleeping. So if everybody remembers that, and like I said on the other episodes, if you do that and stick with it, and you're somebody who is very, very overweight and you've never done that before, you're going to lose weight just by doing that. So if you start eating at 9 a.m., make sure you're not eating anything after 9 p.m. That's it. And then, so when I gave you those original instructions and directions, I included how to shop in the grocery store and the type of foods you should keep in your refrigerator, and eating your treats only when you're out and not having your treats in your home. That means if you're a baker, you have to only bake when you're planning on having a party, where if you bake a cake that slices into 12, you're going to have to have at least 12 people. So those are the kind of things that I talked about. But for the all the individuals that I know, the percentage of people that are on medications is huge here in the United States anyway. We have right now adults, about 75% of adults are taking some kind of a medication. And so that means you're under the care of a physician or multiple physicians. So that's what brings me to the discussion today on what your approach should be when you're under the care of multiple physicians. And so if you have diabetes and you're my recent conversation with an individual had a kidney transplant, but if you have any other type of surgical procedure, if you had a bypass, if you had any type of open heart surgery, if you had a surgery for gallstones, anything that you've had a procedure done that compromises your system temporarily, you need to pull in all the other things that you're being treated for and take a comprehensive look. Typically, your primary physician would do that with you, but a lot of times the communication, things get lost in the exchange of communication. So I want to just ask people to make sure that you're talking to your doctors and connecting everything, talking to the pharmacist and connecting everything that you're taking, every procedure that you've had, so that the system works correctly. So I talked about the procedure that the individual had where she had a transplant that was successful. She had a successful kidney transplant, but she was also a diabetic. And so when she went to her doctor and asked what she could eat, and the doctor told her she can eat anything because the transplant was successful, she started eating everything and she gained a lot of weight. And they forgot to loop in the piece where the person is actually diabetic, taking insulin, and you actually cannot eat everything when you're a diabetic. And although you can eat anything, it has to be proper proportions for your diabetes. And that's not counting sugar, because I have a whole nother thing on sugar where I want you to eat such a small portion of sugar on any given day, unless it's a sugar that's in something that has fiber, meaning a fruit or a vegetable, because it's so difficult for you to manage diabetes while you're still doing that. And so that's what I wanted to share with people today, to say, make the connection with what your healthcare provider is telling you, with what all the other healthcare providers are telling you, and make sure that the medications you're taking, the procedures you're going through, that it's all connected, and that everybody is on the same page with what you should and shouldn't do, what you can and can't eat, the portions, the types, everything. So that was my, and we're working to get her way back to at least pre the 20 pounds and then some, but we're taking baby steps with that. But to avoid, prevention is really another passion of mine. The prevention part of it is big, because if you can prevent a lot of these things, then you don't go through this process of having the surgical procedures and all of these things. And so the prevention really starts with your lifestyle diet. I can't hammer that in enough. The prevention starts with your lifestyle diet. And if you're in a family circle where everybody has a poor eating habit, you actually have to change yourself and just consciously make an effort to change everything that you're putting in your mouth. Is it healthy for me? And if it's not, do I really want to do this? And if I'm doing it on a regular basis, I need to stop. And if it has sugar in it and you're doing it on a regular basis, I can guarantee you it's not a good thing. Your body doesn't like it. The organs have to work harder to break it down, and it would rather you ate something healthy. And so I'm saying that to say, please, please try to work with cutting the sugar down or out as best you can. And I understand that it's in everything. I understand that it's, you know, everywhere you go, every social gathering, people have sugar. They love it because it makes you feel good. But there are other things that make you feel good. Physical exercise, activity, those things will make you feel good too. So I wanted to share that today regarding the connecting the physicians, connecting the services, communicating with everyone to make sure you're not doing any harm. What we don't want to do is take one step forward and then take two steps back. That's not a good thing. So let's keep moving forward and keep moving forward until we reach our goal. This is what I have for you today. Talk to your doctors, talk to your pharmacists, connect things. Don't cause a problem in one area by responding to some good news that you had in another area, i.e. a successful procedure that you want to celebrate by eating everything, which is actually harmful and attacking your body. It's Friday. Have a wonderful week. That's all I wanted to share today. If anybody has any questions, please, you know how to reach me, deborahspears.com. It's very easy. And I will talk to you on my next broadcast. Everybody have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.